When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Gang all here, Longoria, the Stoic Eskimo on the other side of the takeout window. Low T Chuck screens your calls. Had a crazy week here. I had to fill in for Von Hessler a couple days and then Clark Howard filled in for me. It was nuts. So it's been a crazy week. I'm exhausted, but I'm happy to end the week with you. And I'm happy to celebrate the waning hours of National Donut Day here. I had about 12 of them this morning. We'll talk more about National Donut Day in just a second. But yesterday when I was filling for Von Hessler, I did that story about the woman in Cobb County named Sandra Bullock, who ran for the congressional seat in the Democratic primary and won. And we talked about how it's weird having a name that a famous person also has. And I brought up Tom Jones from Channel 2 Action News, who, of course, has the famous moniker Tom Jones, like
it's
the singer.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Tom Jones from WSB TV joins us in studio on the Mark Arum Show.
Good to be here.
Tom, you've been on the show a number of times, but yes, we never did like a one-on-one interview.
I feel special.
So I wanted to get you in. First off, before we get into the life and times of you, Tom Jones, what is it like having the name Tom Jones? What's it been like in your life?
I tell this story all the time. My name is really Tommy Jones. That's what my mother named me. And when I first got into the business, they said, oh, that name sounds like a kid. You got to change it to Tom Jones. I'm like, my mother will go crazy if you change my name to Tom Jones, some white guy. But I got into the business and it has opened so many doors for me. You know, as a reporter, you know, you get that bond with people. They'll tell you anything and people come up and invariably they'll mention the name and mention their mother or father's affection for Tom Jones. And it kind of opened up some doors for me. I was worked in Las Vegas with Tom Jones.
Yes.
And I do a report at 4, and people knew I was going to do one at 5, and they'd come by, and women would come by and throw panties, try to time it and throw panties
hilarious.
At me during the live shots.
So your real name, your given name is Tommy.
Yes.
With a Y or an IE?
Y.
All right.
Yeah.
And I wonder why they didn't say Thomas. Like that would, if I was the news director, and I'll never be a news director, but I would have said, why don't we do Thomas Jones?
But I think Tom was more streamlined and it was just simple.
Yeah.
And it was something that people can identify with. And then you think of the other Tom Jones. I think that played a role as
so
well.
So you didn't have, growing up, people called you Tommy Jones.
Actually, they call me TJ.
TJ. All right. I like that.
That's when I know people are from home or I know them on a personal level. If you call me Tom Jones, it's business. If you call me TJ,
well,
I know
from here on out on the Mark Arum Show, you will be TJ. TJ Tom Jones.
There you go.
Joining us on the Mark Arum Show Friday edition of the program. Let's talk about you. You mentioned you were in Las Vegas. Where did you start your television career? How did it all get kicked off?
I started in Amarillo, Texas.
Wow.
Wow.
Market number 2.
155.
Whoa, 155. Excuse me.
I covered my fair share of cow podunk. Anyway, but I started there, went to Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay.
Market 50, 76, and then went to Las Vegas and then came here.
So how long? You've been with Channel 2 for a minute now.
16 years.
16 years.
That's about 50 years in dog years.
Working the streets. But I would imagine, like, 16 years as the reporter, like a go-to breaking news. We're going to do in-depth stories. Tom Jones is the man. The number of, these streets are yours now, right? I mean, you have contacts that someone that's just starting out in the business couldn't even hope to achieve.
Because what happens is you've been here for so long and you meet people when they're just starting their careers.
Sure.
And then they get promoted, and then they become the police chief, they become a judge, they become all these people, and you've bonded with them from way back, and they trust you. They trust your word. Mm-hmm. They don't think you're trying to twist anything, so they call you when things happen, and that's a good thing.
It is a very good thing.
It's a very good thing. And not just that. Mark, I don't do this job and get off at 6 o'clock.
Sure.
This job stays with me. I don't turn off my phone. Yeah. I accept calls at 2 o'clock in the morning. I often get calls from people at 2 o'clock in the morning. This woman just called me recently. She was in the back of a police car and was calling me saying she thought that she was being harassed. I get calls, and I take those calls because it's important that people have an avenue to voice their concerns. So I think people see that. Actually, and I'm genuine when I'm interviewing people, I think that this could be my family member.
Yeah.
This could be. So I come to it from that perspective, and I think that comes through.
And it seemed, I mean, I'm not out on the streets as a reporter. I'm in the studio every morning and in the studio on radio at night. But it seems to me, from the people that I meet out, they have a genuine affection for you. I'm talking about the viewers now.
Yes.
The viewers will often ask, they always ask me about Fred Blankenship first because of what we do in the morning.
Yeah.
But people always say, Tom Jones seems like such a great dude. Is he? And I hate to tell him no, but
yeah, no, thank you.
But it seems like, you know, you've got that bond with the viewer that really helps when you're putting these stories together.
I think it shows, Mark, that I genuinely care. I want a better community.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to be better. I want to be better. We're all human. We make mistakes, but I want people to be better. I want us all to be better. And I think that comes across in my reporting.
Mm-hmm.
I try very hard not to take sides. I try to come straight down the middle. I want to look at both sides of an issue, sometimes a third side, and I want to present that as fairly as possible.
Tom Jones from Channel 2 Action News joining us on the Mark Arum Show. In your decade and a half at WSB-TV, what are some of the memorable stories, the big stories, or stories that stay with you that you will always be able to recall?
I'm not so sure it's the story. It's when I can see that people have bettered themselves. And let me tell this story quickly.
Please.
And I put this on my Facebook page. During the Katherine Johnston shooting, where police went in and shot the
elderly woman,
they had went in on a no-knock warrant. So I started doing stories on these no-knock warrants they were executing, and I went to this neighborhood where this woman had cops had kicked in her door on a no-knock warrant, and cops told me it was a crack house and a prostitution house. The woman came out and said it was not a crack house. It was not. They kicked in my door. How unfairly that was. And I interviewed her.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, just last month, that woman called me and left me a voice message and says, Tom Jones, I want to thank you. She said, I want to thank you. You came to my house and you interviewed me about a crack house. I told you then it wasn't a crack house. It was a crack house. We were doing all kinds of sinister stuff in there. She said, but you know what? You put me on TV and then people came up and they applauded for me for stepping up and talking about this issue. So I decided to go to school. I decided to go to college. She worked at a Waffle House and she says she got this idea to go to college and she told one of her favorite customers, he says, I'm going to pay for it. Show me your admission papers, and I'm going to pay for it. She got an associate's degree. She got a bachelor's degree. And just last month, she got a master's degree in sociology.
Oh, my goodness.
Turned her life around.
Wow.
And she thanked me.
That's amazing.
She thanked me.
Yeah.
I think about this every day. What I do impacts people,
sure.
And I got to always remember that.
And that, but I think you can appreciate that more than that I can, or an anchor can, or a meteorologist can, because we're in the studio.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not complaining. I've got bathrooms. I've got coffee.
<AC. laughs>
But I'm not out there. I don't have the interaction that you do. I mean, you're out there every day.
And that's why I live for that.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. People saying, why aren't you sitting at a desk inside? I'm like, that's great. But I enjoy touching these people, good and bad people, because I learned something from all of them.
That was my next question. Yeah. Tom Jones from Channel 2. Anchor. You never had the anchor aspiration to sit behind the desk.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but I'd miss that.
Yeah.
When I'm on vacation, I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss going out talking to people and hearing their concerns. And I hear from I listen to it all. And I enjoy it all because it helps me do my job better.
From Amarillo, Texas, to the number one local station in the nation, WSB-TV.
Like hitting the lottery.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Being here.
But how has the business changed? As a reporter, technologically, story-wise? What have been the biggest changes in the industry?
Well, technologically, when I'd go out on a store, I'd have a pen and paper.
Yeah.
Now I got a big bag of stuff. Mm-hmm. I got a laptop. I got a Wi-Fi. I got some of everything, and I'm hooked up to this. And I used to be, here's one example. When we used to go to the jail, and somebody was getting released, and a lot of times we didn't know how they look. We're looking at everybody. Now we pull up a picture. Bam, bam, bam. This is how they look. Bam.
Yeah.
This is how the family members look. You know everything about them. Facebook has helped me tremendously.
Sure.
I did a story, the shootings in South Fulton. Before I went to bed, I checked Facebook, and a woman posted that my son had been shot over a friend's house. I'm like, okay. I filed it and said maybe I might be working on that. So went to bed, get up in the morning, and I see three teens have been shot, two of them killed.
Wow.
I'm at the scene. Just, it looks like a war zone out there, all the evidence cones. I was like, whoa, last night, some woman mentioned it. Call her up. It's her son. And she used to work for Cox Media.
Wow.
So just, you know, small world, man. This world is small.
Sure.
And everybody, you think it might not impact you, but one day it may.
Yeah, and I would imagine, just from my job, being at WSB, technologically, it's completely different.
Yeah.
It's you get more access, you get more info. When I started doing traffic, we didn't have those, the Google Maps sensors.
Oh, yes.
And we didn't have 1,000 cameras.
Yeah.
We were just calling the police every 5 minutes. Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing. Finishing up with Tom Jones from Channel 2 Action News. Any stories that stick with you in a bad way? Like, you're like, it was a tough story to cover, leaves something with you.
Well, this one here. I've seen some horrific stuff, Mark, and I usually try, when I go on a scene, I normally try to look at these things as widgets for the moment.
Gotcha.
Until I can get home and process and deal with it, because I got to do my job. So I look at it as widgets. I was in Las Vegas, and a cop friend of mine called me and said, you got to get down here. There's been a bad accident. I'm like, an accident? I'm not really interested in an accident. Yeah. I got other things to do. He says, no, you need to get here. So I get there, and he walks me up on the highway. Five teens had been killed.
Oof.
A drunk stripper came and mowed them down. They were in a juvenile work release program where they had to clean up trash and mowed them down. And I walked, and I looked at each one of those kids, and their faces were like frozen in fear. And I dealt with that. I did my report. But the next day, Mark, I went to that school because the kids said they wanted to put pictures up of these kids and the principal wouldn't let them. So I went to talk to him, and I pull up, all these kids got pictures of these kids. So here I am. I'm looking at how they look when I saw them, and I'm looking at these happy faces, and it hit me. These are real people. These are real people. People are hurting because of this. I broke down crying and had to go and sit in the truck for an hour. I boo-hooed.
20 years ago, still with you.
Still remember that.
Tom Jones, you are the best, truly. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thanks
for
so
coming
much.
In the studio.
Yes.
Enjoy your
Always
weekend.
A pleasure.
And I'm going to call you TJ from now on.
Let's do it.
If you see him on the streets, he's TJ.
Tom
Jones from Channel 2 Action News. We'll be right back. Hang tight. It's the Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back, Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Much thanks to Tom Jones from Channel 2 Action News, one of the nicest dudes you'll ever meet. I mean, there's a lot of nice people that work here, but if you ever get a chance to meet Tom out and about, and as we heard, he's always out and about, make sure you go up and say hi to him. Take a picture. Great, great fella there. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and all that good stuff as well. Great career. Great dudes. There's great people that work here. I'm so happy to work here. For at least the next 3 years, and then I'm going to retire. Coming up after news, weather, and traffic, David Danzig, our resident foodie from Bites and Sights, will join us. We'll discuss National Donut Day, which is today, which is funny. I love donuts, but there was a period of about 5 to 10 years where I didn't eat a single donut. I was working at a bakery when I was in high school as a summer job. I'd deliver bread in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I'd come in and bake, and I'd help the main baker, and I'd bake bread. But my main job was making the donuts. After making donuts in front of a fryer in July, I got sick of donuts, and I probably didn't have a donut for a good 5 to 10 years But thankfully, that has worn off, and now I eat donuts on the regular. Just Fridays, actually. I just eat donuts on Friday. Anyway, happy National Donut Day to you. We'll talk about Donut Day, some weekend festivals that you might be interested in if you want to get out and explore your culinary world. Danzig will have that in just a moment. Don't forget, we can continue this conversation on social media. Very social media active. On Twitter, it's at Mark Arum. On Instagram, it's at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. And on Facebook, it is Mark Arum, W-S-B. All right, hang tight. News, weather, and traffic next Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show, Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 9 in the p.m., 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday on the Nifty 750. Thanks to Tom Jones from Channel 2 Action News joining us on a Friday evening. Now in studio from our favorite foodie of The Mark Arum Show.
Thank you.
Because you're a real foodie. Johnny Kielbasa is the fast food guru.
Right.
You deal in real dishes.
A slow food.
Yeah.
I'm a slow food foodie.
David Danzig from Bites and Sites. On National Donut Day. To me, every day is National Donut Day, but
it should be.
This is the official one. And I, so every Friday, Fred Blankenship or Linda Stouffer buy donuts for the news staff, and they always They bring them down.
Yeah.
So I always get donuts on Friday. So I got those donuts, but then we were treated to an assortment of other donuts, including a spot up, I guess they're in Buckhead, Duck Donuts.
Duck Donuts, yeah. These are. These super gourmet, and they're made to order. They'll make them right in front of you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So when you know, it's not just like I'm going to pull a cruller down from the batch. Like, they'll assemble the thing right before your eyes.
And they came in this morning, and they were still warm.
Yes.
Which was amazing. I mean, usually by the time the donuts get to the traffic center in the newsroom,
yeah,
they're kind of chilly. These were still warm and gooey and toasty and delicious.
Just yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Duck
donuts.
Donuts. Check those out. They were giving away donuts today. Vanilla cake, cinnamon sugar, powdered sugar.
I had a blueberry one. That was phenomenal. I don't think I've ever had a blueberry donut. It was really, really good.
It's kind of like healthy in a way, right?
Yeah, I guess.
There's some oxidants.
There's a little fruit and vegetables.
There's some antioxidants in there or something.
But
okay.
I mean, literally, full disclosure, I have two donuts every Friday because they bring them down. Sometimes I'll only have one, but generally I have two. I doubled that today. I had four donuts today.
Donuts?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Wow. That's good. Well, you're fit. You're trim.
You're fit. On the radio, I sound immensely, immensely fit. This is a big weekend for foodies like me and you. The Atlanta Food and Wine Festival.
It's colossal. It's like Woodstock.
It's going on right now, right?
Yes,
it's going on tonight.
Yes, absolutely. The tasting tents are happening as we speak. There's tasting tents tomorrow. There's events all weekend. The Atlanta Food and Wine Festival is kind of, yeah, it's like Woodstock. It's like Bonnaroo. It's
without
the mud and the
nudity
and the free love. It's just this is actually this is one of those things that I grew up here. I grew up in Marietta, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying I had an inferiority complex about Atlanta, but I mean we've sort of been a wannabe big city, I think, for a long time. And we got the Olympics. That was a giant step forward. And over the years, we've had these giant step forwards. The Atlanta Food and Wine Festival puts us on a platform, I feel like, with Miami and New York and, you know, global cuisine kind of cities. And we are one of those.
We are. I remember you took me to this a couple of years ago, I believe. I believe this is one of the, I mean,
you may have blacked out.
Yeah. But there were people. It's not just people in Atlanta. There was guys from Charleston there and
yes.
Savannah.
This is a festival that honors the South, mm-hmm. from Texas, like up to DC. So you get these, you know, James Beard award winning, which is like the Oscars for food. You get these incredible chefs and mixologists and sommeliers from all over the South. And they all congregate here in Atlanta. And it's 3 days. It's sort of centered around the Lowe's Hotel in Midtown. That's where most of the seminars are held,
sure.
and stuff like that. The tasting tents, and there's still tickets, I believe, for tomorrow's tasting tents and Sundays. That's sort of at the Piedmont Park area, but it's sort of sprawls out around Midtown.
And it's good because you do a little walking in between. You can walk off some of the calories you're taking in.
If you can walk, because there's a lot of good things to drink along with your food.
Check it. If you are interested in going, I'm going to try to go tomorrow, depending on what the girlfriend thinks.
Okay.
But she's a foodie, too, so she should want to go. ATLFoodandWineFestival.com.
Yes.
You can get tickets there. Here's the thing, though. 21 and up. You got to be 21 and up.
The tasting tents is 20. And it really is an adult thing. It's not something you want to. It's not one of those like street festivals where you kind of walk down and you get funnel cakes and fried corn and stuff like that. It's this is a next level kind of thing. And, you know, a tasting tent's $100, but it's 3+ hours of food and drink. And I think the price point kind of keeps out some of the riffraff, you know, like me and you, but somehow we managed to get in there. But no, Atlanta Food and Wine Festival, just something I'm really proud of in the city.
And I can't bring Bosco. No pets allowed.
No, or Johnny Kielbasa.
Yeah. Well, I actually would like to take Johnny Kielbasa to like a fine restaurant or a fine dining establishment or one of these things to see how he lives on in the wilderness.
Well, somewhere you probably could bring some of your riffraff entourage. It's happening right now as we speak, and it goes till 11 o'clock tonight, and then all day tomorrow is the Candler Park Music and Food Festival.
Oh, nice.
And that's brought to you by Terrapin Beer. This is, you know, this sort of started as one of those cool neighborhood vibe kind of festivals, and it too has just, you know, sprung into a pretty big deal. I mean, they got some really good acts. So if you want to go tonight, 9:30, this band Lettuce is playing. It's like this really good jam band. There's great music tomorrow starting at noon. I mean, or the gates open at noon, going all day and finishing with Government Mule, which is a big act. So the Candler Park Music and Food Festival, that's at Candler Park, and that's a really good one.
David Danzig from Bites and Sights joining us on the Mark Arum Show on this National Donut Day.
Yeah,
one of my favorite days of the year. I like all these food days.
I know. Well, there's another one coming Monday. Do you know about that?
No, what's coming on Monday?
National Cheese Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if your arteries weren't clogged, and this segment brought to you by Levitor, Crestor, you can clog your arteries on Monday with National Cheese Days. There's a lot of great.
Do you know
places.
What my new favorite cheese dish is? And this is something that I worked in an Italian restaurant in college. That's how I paid for school. This new thing called burrata.
Yeah, it's not that new.
Well, I mean, it wasn't around 20 years ago.
It was popular in Italy 20 years ago. Yeah.
But so basically, burrata is like a cheese bomb of deliciousness.
It's like a cheese snowball.
It's like this delicious, soft ricotta-like.
Ricotta's in the middle.
In the middle, surrounded by it's just phenomenal.
Sort of like a fondant kind of cheese on the outside, a little harder.
That's popping up on menus all over town.
That's delicious. Yeah, I had a great charcuterie and cheese last night at Bar Margo, which is in the Four Seasons. It's this little cool den of hipsterness, you know, where you can pop in and grab something like before going to Hamilton, something like that. So, yeah, National Cheese Day is Monday.
I waver between being a fine dining foodie or a guy that spends $30 at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, my
$30 at Taco Bell.
Oh, I've spent $60 at Taco
with
Bell.
With a dollar, that's like 30 items.
I know. Well, I got to feed the bananas, you know. Longoria, he eats a lot of enchiladas.
Yeah,
I love, and this is gonna, you're gonna call me a goober.
Yeah,
I just love American cheese, man.
The Kraft
singles, the Velveeta slices.
You know, I'll tell you a chef who will sing about Kraft American cheese. Like he is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he is the number one here in Atlanta. The number one outlet of American Kraft cheese is Linton Hopkins. So like
the H&F
burger. Yeah. Which you can get at SunTrust Park. Braves are in town this weekend. Get the H&F burger out in the outfield. There's an outlet in the Pond City Market. And you can also go to Holman and Finch where the thing emanated from. Linton will tell you, first of all, American cheese is not technically cheese.
It's a cheese product.
It's a cheese product. The French will absolutely make sure you know that. But Kraft American cheese, absolutely, there's nothing else like it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm not dissing other cheeses because I like all cheeses. I'm a cheese guy. But if I get a burger, I don't want cheddar on it. I don't want Swiss on
you don't
it.
You want blue cheese crumbles?
I mean, sure, fine. But my preference is throw on two Kraft singles.
Yeah.
Or throw on two Velveeta or a grilled cheese sandwich at home.
Yeah.
You know, my mom used to make them with cheddar and Munster, and they're fine. But there's nothing
gooey.
Better.
I went to Marcel last week. They do a late night burger. It starts at 11 o'clock at night. They have a whole late night menu.
And then they do it for lunch
once in a while. And so I camped out. There's this crazy line, and that is just a monolith of a burger
and
sandwich.
They have like boozy milkshakes
and
too.
Boozy milkshakes, yeah. And they do these fries. So if you ever get a chance to go for a pop-up or, you know, go late night, Marcel is incredible. It's Ford Fry's place. And that thing is just swimming in American
right
gooey
on Howell
cheese.
Mill. Good spot there.
So good.
What was I going to say about the cheese? David Danzig from Bites and Sights in here.
You're calling me cheesy.
I had something to say about cheese and I can't remember now. Dagnabbit.
Just
anyway.
Here's
what I was going to say. Oh, okay. And you're going to, this might be blasphemy to a fine dining guy like yourself, but I wish I could go to Publix and they sell McDonald's cheese slices in the dairy section.
They do?
I wish they did.
Oh, they wish they did, yeah.
Because McDonald's American cheese to me.
McDonald's American cheese. Is, no, and look, I love fine dining. Don't get me wrong. But I, you know, I'm also, I can't go to Taco Bell. But but I do appreciate, you know what else is amazing about this town is we have these fast casual places that are fantastic, like ethnic places. I just went to the other day to one in Buckhead. It's called Chow Bing. And they do Chinese, fast casual. You go to the counter and order, and then they'll bring it to your table. But high quality.
Where in Buckhead is this?
It's right next to the old Disco Kroger.
Okay.
Where the Limelight used to be. Right there by Piedmont. Chow Bing. You know, Springer Mountain Farm chicken, like really good quality.
You got me at Chinese food, man.
There's a place that just opened you talked about earlier this week, Bun Mi. That's right down the road.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Like Vietnamese sandwiches. They do vermicelli.
And you don't drop, you're not dropping.
Yeah, it's like 10, you know,
bucks.
Like 8, 9, 10 bucks for super good quality.
Can you hang out one more second?
Absolutely.
I want to talk about a new restaurant that just opened in Buckhead, a new location of a restaurant that just opened in Buckhead. I'm very excited about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm starving now, so thank you. Okay. I thought I was full with all the donuts this morning.
Have your fifth donut. You'll be
David
fine.
David Danzig from Bites and Sights making me hungry again. Real quick, before we go to break, where can we find your stuff online?
My website is Bites and Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net, bitesandsites.net. Same thing, my handle all over the internet, at Bites and Sites.
All right, hang tight. We'll be right back. Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back. Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show, closing out the work week on National Donut Day. A man who probably, how many donuts did you have this morning? Do you have any?
You
stay svelte. So
I do
thinking,
stay svelte. Yeah. Yeah. I smelled some donuts this morning.
You didn't even take a bite.
I wafted them in.
Duck Donuts, folks, by the way. Thank
Duck
you
Donuts
for the
was
host,
really good.
Folks at Duck Donuts. David Danzig from Bites and Sights and the Mark Arum Show. All right. So one of my favorite steakhouses is outside the perimeter. And for me, I'm an inside the perimeter kind of guy.
Me
but
too.
I will venture to Roswell to go to Little Alley Steaks because it's that good.
Yeah.
I don't have to necessarily go outside the perimeter anymore. There's one inside the perimeter now.
Yeah, so it's been so Little Alley Steak in Roswell is this beloved. I mean, the doors open at 4, the place is packed.
It's amazing.
From 4 till close.
Amazing.
It just has this incredible vibe to it. It doesn't feel like this stuffy, traditional steakhouse. It's more of a butcher's theme. There's butcher's blocks and knives and, you know, things like that. So the owners decided they wanted to jump into the fray in Buckhead. There's like 7 steakhouses within a 2-block radius in Buckhead.
Sure.
And they jumped into the old Asia space. It's AJA, which is right by Phipps, which was this massive 9,000-square-foot cavernous space that just didn't make it. So they have come in. I'm telling you, Mark, it is one of the most spectacular. This is probably the biggest restaurant opening on sheer size and scale in the past decade.
Okay.
It is absolutely magnificent. They took that 9,000 square feet, somehow designed it. It feels cozy and comfortable. It's intimate. It's got the same quality, the steaks. They do these wet and dry age, 100% Angus.
Last time I was there, I had the flight of
The flight steaks. Of meats,
yeah,
yes.
It was so good. I don't even eat meat. That's how good it was.
It's just, it is a spectacle. It is on scale with something you'd see in Miami or Las Vegas, Little Alley Steak in Buckhead. It's a masterpiece.
I can't wait to go. I'm still going to go to the one in Roswell, but I'm excited there's one closer to me now in Buckhead.
This is going
to
be a game changer.
I'm excited. David Danzig, Bites and Sights. Always a pleasure, my friend. We're going to hear you this weekend on Atlanta Living.
I will be on tomorrow talking about Little Alley Steak. So
all right. Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm really hungry now.
Okay.
All right. Let's
have another donut.
We'll do news, weather, and traffic next, then much more fun to come. Hang tight. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.